You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
Now pull the microphone to your face.
Shut up.
You come on.
So the red button's on. Does that mean it's recording?
Oh, how would I know?
It's usually the green button's
on. I wouldn't have a clue.
Anyhow, Don, we're on.
Are you sure? What about the cadence bars?
Don't worry about the cadence bars.
Well, they've got to go up and down, don't they? When you first
came, oh, no, we'll turn that off. I think we're... Okay, I reckon we're on.
Oh, bullshit. If we've got to do...
No, shut up. We're on anyhow, I think. That's usually green, isn't it?
I wouldn't have a clue. I think it is.
Oh. Now, Don. So, what? Now, it's quite busy today.
Listen, I'm not going to do three hours of this shit and then find out that's
working. I think the cadence bars are up a bit high, to be honest.
But do you want to make a phone call?
No, I don't want to make a phone call. Now, we've got the doctor coming on.
No, listen, I can't. Dr. Nicole. I can't do this twice. Do you understand?
No, shut up. Dr. Nicole. Dr. Nick.
Who?
No, Dr. Nick, who did the member doctor.
Is she coming?
No, she's not done. She's going. She came, went down to the Pig and Whistle, Don, to do on a speak at a ladies.
Is that Ned Tractor by the Sea or 10 Minutes by Tractor?
Yeah, that's a Pig and Whistle. So I think it went very well just due to our promotion. I thought you might have spoken to her. So Dr. Nicole is, she's not here.
Well, what do we do?
I was just saying, she said that I think she had a very successful tour down at the Pig and Whistle. and the other doctor from Sydney's coming on. Now, Don.
Yeah. Now, you're very pensive and quiet today.
Well, because I tell you why I am.
Yeah, go on.
I don't know how we're going to get through this because Ivan's not here.
I know, we've rooted. For the first time, we're rooted.
Ivan's gone back to Perth. He's snuck across the border with that moron Mark McGowan.
Enough of that, but more getting back to... We've got,
do you know Mark McGowan?
We need somebody that's technically savvy.
I'm technically...
No, you're not. You can't use a computer.
Mark McGowan, the Premier of Western Australia, had to come across to do a court case with Clive Palmer. You want to see Clive
Palmer? Yeah, but that's up in Sydney.
Yes, and he was so paranoid about all the bullshit. He's come over in a space suit.
What? Oh, like you're joking.
Having
me on?
He's come over in a complete space suit so he doesn't get COVID. You know, he's like one of those.
I don't know whether you're serious.
No, he is, and he's mad. That man. So is anyhow, he's become stone raving mad. So that's that. So we've got the doctor coming on, Dr. Ben Fordham, and Dr. Nicole's just had a very big whirlwind tour down at the Ladies Forum. Remember that? It was a Ladies' Day down at the Pig and Whistle.
Wasn't an International Ladies' Day or something yesterday?
It's always some day. I wonder how many times they could close Beaconsfield Parade for functions and parades and marches and fun runs.
Why was there one on recently?
Oh, it's every other week. And you've got to circle. If you want to go anywhere, you've got to go halfway around the state to get to where you want to go. And they've cleared that woman off now.
No, she was there this morning. Particular notice outside that convenience. They're painting the convenience. She's moved out onto the footpath and she's got a sun hat on because the sun is rising. It's very glary this morning, but she had a hat on and she was in her camp stretcher thing. It's not a camp stretcher, it's a swag. Swag
well,
on the footpath.
Disgrace.
Why?
Why can that woman or any person... Why can any person decide to get a swag or a tent or a little barbecue or a little...
We're all eccentric. You're eccentric. She's eccentric.
No, hang on. I'm eccentric.
Yes.
Don, do you know what people... Do you know I've had many people contact me and say they love the promos we do in front of the sign here, you know, to say who we got on. Do you know why they love it?
Bit of fun. Bit of irreverence.
I thought it might have been because...
They like to look at our guests.
They like to see...
Those get me into trouble
too. They like to see, Don, what you're wearing. And
really,
they're in for a treat today.
Jeez, they've got a lot in their life, haven't they?
If you keep on what you're wearing at the minute, and we do the promo, this will just take them to another level.
Now, talking about what
I won't even bother explaining what you're wearing today.
Okay, well, listen, while we're on clothes, is that a new T-shirt?
No.
Now, okay, Don, because, I tuned into YouTube the other day and I saw you with Rita Panahi, and you're talking about Shane Warne.
Yep.
And you had the old T-shirt on.
I didn't have, it was brand new.
It looks shit house.
It was brand new.
No, it looks shit house.
That's
around
the way it's meant to look.
What, shit?
It's meant to look as though it's not new, but it was brand new. I took it out of the plastic.
They saw you coming.
Well, Jack, my son, got it for me.
Well, they saw him coming.
Incidentally, we're going to speak about Shane Warne just briefly at the end of this. Only briefly, Don, because we are, so just briefly. And the woman, it's a disgrace that any person can decide to camp on a public footpath or thoroughfare on Melbourne's main boulevard on the bay.
I'm
not having a go at her. I'm not at all. And I sympathise for her situation and predicament she's in. Why is she allowed to do that?
That's her thing.
Not her thing. Why is the authority or the council allowing people to do that? Because I want you to just look at the.
Don't people sleep under the bridges in along the Yarra?
They sleep plenty of places, Don.
Well, that's called rough sleeping, isn't
it? Yes. I'm saying to you, why is a person allowed to sleep on the main thoroughfare on our main boulevard in the city, in Melbourne? The precedent is that if you decided you want to do it,
we've got, you know, the people that know what we're doing.
Oh, Don, but I don't mean you personally. I mean, if anyone else, if 50 people who are hard up and doing it tough want to bring their swag down and lie down and have a tent city along the boulevard, where does it start and end? It's like the graffiti. You've got to stop people doing it in the first place before people. It's like dogs in pubs and dogs in supermarkets. You've got to stop people doing things before they think it's just commonplace and everything's okay.
I thought you were off your tree last week when you started talking about dogs at some restaurant. I was in a cafe at Red Hill. The parade of dogs coming through the bloody cafe. Out the back, the dogs camp out the back, but people eat out. It's disgraceful. Why have they got to take their dogs out to go eating with them?
Why are they allowed to take them into eating restaurants eating facilities?
Oh,
and because one person does it, and no one's going to say, look, you can't bring your dog or your animal or your comfort pet in here. And then when they don't push back on it, everyone decides, and it just manifests itself.
But
and
dogs
it goes
play. Dogs' places out in the house, out of the house. It was never bred to be in the house.
So, Don, people tuning in to see what you're wearing, I couldn't even begin to describe what you're wearing today. I don't know what you when you get up in the morning. I have no idea what goes through that. What do you do? I don't understand it. You talk about my what I'm wearing.
Attire.
Right?
Your attire.
And so we've had so Ivan's not here. Ivan's, I don't know how we'll get through.
Yeah, I know. I'm worried.
Because he was great comfort to us, Ivan. He'd sit there.
Comfort.
And comfort. Because he comfort. Was just a voice of. He was just a pillar of strength.
A pillar of strength
and he never
now.
He used to say anything. But if anything went wrong with the machine, I think this would have gone wrong.
Oh, jeez, if there's anything wrong today.
So I'll just mention a michaelchristianmenswear.com.
How are they going with your underpants?
He's come and take my underpants. They're jocks. They're sort of...
with your jocks? How are they going with your jocks?
He's taken the whole consignment now. I had thousands. But he's sold out.
I told you they were good.
He's sold out of the main sizes.
You're not a good businessman. You should have been selling those years ago.
Sold out of the main sizes. And I'm just saying, if you want to contact MichaelChristianMenswear.com, I'm only doing this because I don't get anything out of it. So, because
why?
Because I'm,
you're hopeless at business.
Don,
Listen, so, spend money on those thousands of dollars and you're giving them away.
I don't know if you've ever heard of a thing called Kris Kringle, have you?
Yeah, that's a Christmas time.
That's right, and you give useless or sometimes very good.
Oh, no, you match the other gift or you have a something.
That's right. And people say, I've got this for you. And there's been a run on all the sizes, all these
for Kris Kringle?
Yes. Cause
but Christmas is months away.
Yeah, I know that, Don, but people like to get bargains and the underwear is selling out, and even if the sizes don't fit the people ordering the underwear, they want to give it out to presents for people at Christmas. So it's
I think the name's very good. I like the name. Who came
Kris
up
Kringle?
With that? No, you idiot. The name on the band, on the elastic
Smarter
band.
Smarter Sam.
Who came up? Or it could be Smart Ass Sam.
Yes, that's
or
right.
Or Smart Ass Sam. Who came up
who
with that?
Who do you reckon came up with
I
that?
I wouldn't have a clue. You wouldn't because you're not creative.
Who do you reckon comes up with
so all, that's what?
Who do you reckon comes up with all the ideas for this podcast? Who called it You Cannot Be Serious? Who put Maxine Nightingale on his...
Because there's no consultation. I wouldn't have Maxine Nightingale.
Who does, at the end of it, come back again?
Yeah, but I would do different... it's you. You're a control freak.
I made up the name Smart Ass Sam or Smart As Sam.
That's very good.
It is. It's extraordinarily clever, Don, and that's me.
No. Self-praise is no recommendation.
I'm just telling you who came up with it.
Okay, but you're patting yourself on the back then.
Well, you said it was clever.
But don't pat yourself. Just sit there and say,
All right, well, you say it.
I just said it was clever.
Right, thank you, Don.
That's all you have to do.
Thank you. So we're stumbling along a little bit blind without
stumbling.
Ivan. Now, Don, I don't
know. We're flowing.
Seeing as we don't have business meetings or... production meetings. I'm doing this.
Like the way you, that's the way you like it.
I'm doing this on the spot.
I'm Adam.
Incidentally, Rex Hunt is coming in.
Oh, really?
Probably to take Ivan's spot.
No, please.
If you hear the door open and you.
And
go easy on him.
Is he fragile?
I'm not sure how he is mentally. We'll ask him.
Well, I'm going to ask him because he harasses me. Harangue. Is it harangue or harass?
Harangue.
Well, he does
harass.
Both.
Well, it's actually Harris, I think.
Harris?
Yeah, Harris. He's been Harris.
No, it's A.S.
It's Don. I'm having this meeting as we go forward.
Oh, this is a production meeting.
Sort of.
Oh, okay.
I've had an approach by a couple of people, but one in particular to take the show on the road, this podcast on the road, take it to an establishment and set it up and have people come in. And to actually a hotel. I can't mention its name because I don't want to betray a confidence because I'm in negotiations.
No, geez, he's you would, I wouldn't tell you anything. I wouldn't tell you anything.
Have I mentioned who it is?
No, but you will.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
I just said I won't betray a confidence.
Don,
and I'm in negotiations with him and I said, well, how do you think that'd work? And he said, well, with people, we'd like to set it up and Don and you can chat. And I said, but that'd be pretty boring.
Boring is batshit.
Were you listening to the conversation?
Yeah, I said, I can reinforce.
No, and I said, because if there's people come in and you just come into the hotel and want to have a drink and a meal or something, we'd have to do it at about lunchtime.
Oh, no.
Well, hang on, Don. It's just if it was fiscally viable.
What? Physically?
Fiscally. Fiscal. Oh, no, please. Fiscal. You know what fiscal means?
I'm stumbling. I'm thinking.
Oh, man. Please. Fiscally. Fiscally.
Fiscally, is it?
Remuneration. Not remuneration, remuneration.
Oh, there's a different. Oh, there's a difference.
There's no such word as remuneration. It's remuneration.
Thank you.
Fiscal. You've not.
Jeez, that was a great.
Never heard of the term fiscal?
No.
Money. The moolah. The dirty, rotten moolah. Don. So if it can pay your fuel to come up here and do this.
Fuel.
Anyhow, I said to the chap I was having, I was a chap, was a man, I think.
You think?
I think his pronouns were him and he. So anyhow, he sounded like a man.
Yeah, but
he said.
Yeah, but he might have had a dress on.
He could have done, but he said he sounded like a man. I was doing it over the phone.
Makeup and
said,
long hair.
G'day, Sam. I said, hello, hello, mate. How are you? And he said, now look, and we're just, I'm going to meet him for a...
Coffee?
What do you think? I couldn't think of that word.
Yeah, well, you were stumbling.
This is what you do. I start off sentences just trying to help. You're not helping. You're fucking hindering because I can
Well,
never...
it's taking you a long time to get out coffee. I'm just trying to speed the process. You mumble and you...
So I said, all right, I said off the top of my head, probably if we ever did it, this is hypothetically, we'd have the microphone set up. I said, and people might get bored, as you said, boredish batshit.
Oh, I reckon they're boredish.
And I said, but maybe we could engage with the people, and this is why I'm saying this to you, we could engage with the people who come in, and if someone wants to disagree or chip in about, we could get them to come to the microphone and say, this is Ben from, or this is Mary.
Ben from where, Sydney?
Anywhere, fucking anywhere. And they could do a bit on the microphone, and then they could sit down again. But the great problem, I said to him, is Don is, he is antisocial.
I am.
What?
I am, and I don't want to get COVID.
You don't want to get COVID?
No, I don't want
How's
to mix with people.
How's all that going? They've completely thrown their hands in the air about the COVID. There's 5,000 cases a day, people getting
it. Yeah, I know.
And there's no restrictions now. You don't have to wear a mask.
I know.
You don't have to do
I thought
anything.
That as I was driving into
you
your industrial estate here this morning.
You don't have to do anything.
Daniel Andrews. God. Talking about taking this on the road, what about coming up north with me?
No, Don, just a minute. We're just taking this on the road here locally.
Why don't we take it on the road and go north?
And I said to him, the man, I said, Don... probably won't engage with anyone in the
That's
hotel.
Right.
He'll have his back to them, and he won't. He'll be gruff. And the bloke said, "Oh well, that could be a bit of the appeal of it." I said, "No, it won't be." Right. I said, "Because
I upset people."
That's you do, Don. Mm. You do upset people. So that's what we're thinking. So it's moving along fiscally. It might be good for you, Don.
What? Why? Get out of my comfort zone.
Maybe you'd be able to pocket a little equity. You know? Do you know what that means, Don? Pocket some equity. Pocket some loose change. Get some money into your fob pocket.
Oh, okay. Geez, it wouldn't be much money in the fob pocket, would it?
Well,
what about coming north? I'm going north. We can go outback.
But this would be a two-way thing. We're not trying to make rip off the person who's suggested we do this. What we're just going to know, if we come and do this in the so-called inverted air commas, inverted brackets entertainment, Don, he will
reimburse us.
He will get the benefit of people coming in because they want to see if you are as big a dick as people think you are.
So and we're an attraction.
You are an attraction.
No, you would look, be the attraction.
You look like Bozo
I've
the Clown.
I've got a low, low media profile.
If you keep coming in with all this ridiculous stuff you wear, people, they'll be lined up to see.
It's not ridiculous.
Could I explain what you're wearing?
Well, this is a really nice top.
No, it's not. Well, it's a nice top if you're out sailing. That is an all-weather Heli Helson.
Yeah, well done.
Heli Helson?
Yeah, good. Well, it's kind of along that line, but it's not Heli Helson, but it's along that line. Very good.
It's an all-weather Heli Helson weather top that you'd wear if you were going from the Sydney to Hobart yacht race, and it was inclement weather. In fact, there was a storm coming. So you got that on. Then you got some leggings.
I've got these. These are...
You've got
leggings.
Leg-in tights on, Don.
They're from Jagged.
Showing,
Jagged.
And I've just by looking under the table, you've dressed to the left today. I can see
You haven't got your head down that low.
I have. I've got, I can
well,
see.
Well, pull it up. Do you mind?
So you've got tights on where I can see your lunch. You've got a Heli Helson jacket on.
Some hand-me-down shoes.
Yeah, they're my shoes
I
gave you.
They're your
You've got
your
no
shoes.
Socks on. They're runners. You've got a polka dot
scarf
neckerchief on. You've got a beret.
Yes, you know where I got that? After that funeral the other day. Remember we went to a funeral?
Yep, I do.
Well, I went across the road to Melbourne Hatters.
I know.
And
I saw you.
Did you see me
at
Melbourne
Hatters?
You said
I'm going across there. Your daughter Louise said. Yeah. I said, "Where's Don off to?" He said, "He's as mad as a hatter. He's going over to Hatters to
buy." I bought a couple of hats.
I know, and you got
this one comes from France. So, France.
So I'm telling people now, Don, you wait till we put this on the podcast as far as the promo, and they people just say it's extraordinary. Does he do it on purpose? I said, "No, he's like that. He's got more ridiculous clothes that he wears in here, and this is another example today." So we're trying to get the show on the road. We might get it on the road.
What happened to the other crowd that we did something?
The manscaping.
Yeah, how's Manscaped? That going?
No, well, they just made an inquiry and I said...
It didn't go anywhere.
Well, maybe they didn't
want it. What did they do?
Maybe Manscaped. They didn't want it to go anywhere after we discussed what it was
What did they do?
What do they do?
Yeah.
Well, you know what they do?
I don't.
Well,
I'm asking.
Don't they trim up people's plums?
Do they?
Don't they trim up your nether regions and make them appealing to all sorts of people who want to look at them? I have no idea what manscaping was. Manscaped. But Ivan seemed to know about it.
What has he had his done? His nuts done. No, Ivan had his nuts done.
Has Ivan had his nuts done, Don?
Well, you said it's manscaping.
Ivan seemed to know what it was.
I think he's had his nuts done.
I don't know if Ivan's had his nuts done, Don. But
well, if he was here, we could ask and see. We could actually see.
We wouldn't be seeing.
Why?
What, you think he's going to show us his nuts?
Yeah, I'd ask him, show us your nuts. See if they've been manscaped.
Are you serious?
Oh,
how? You would ask a fellow podcast member.
Mm.
Well, when you do, Don, just let me know. I'll just go out the back and busy myself doing something while you're looking at his nuts. Because if someone walked in here to see Jack about some other business and saw you looking at Ivan, who's bent over with his nuts hanging down, all hell will break loose, Don. I reckon 8 arms of the media will be here in half an hour. And probably the police. Seriously. So,
any shout-outs this week?
Well, only a shout-out.
Scott McGuinness.
So then...
What about Scott? Are you going to give him another shout-out? What are you looking at?
I was looking at a text I just got from a former guest we had here.
Who?
Totti.
Oh, how is she?
Well, I can't reply to her because I'm on air.
Well, do it.
No, I'm not replying. She's a very good person and we had great
Hey, listen, Ivan said we got... Yeah, great response on that Instagram thing.
Yeah, we did that last week, Don. He told us that.
Oh, did he?
And I'm just... So you've told me to... Oh, you say, I've got some people that you should interview. So you give me their names and leave me to go and chase them.
Well, you're the control freak. I know how this works.
So anyhow, a man rang in. Now, I can't tell you who he is.
Oh,
a very, very prominent
sportsman
that you might have played football against. He is an absolute star and an exceptionally well-connected businessman. Man, he is a man. I know he's a man because I know his wife. Well, that doesn't necessarily...
Keep going. Give me some more clues.
No, I'm not going to mention his name. He is coming and he's starting... he is starting or is part of a gold mine. Gold, as in I don't mean
Mike
a business
Fitzpatrick.
That makes...
Mike Fitzpatrick?
No, it's not Mike. It's a good guess, but it's not. And he wants to come in to have a chat to you, Don. He's one of the people who said, is Don on the level? And I said...
Who did he play for?
He played for a couple of clubs. And he's a very, very good player. And
Peter Moore.
Pardon?
Peter Moore.
I said I wasn't mentioning his name.
Yeah, Peter Moore. I've got it.
How have you got it?
Because as soon as I mentioned the name Peter Moore, you went into defensive mode.
I didn't. I said I'm not mentioning
his
name.
No, I just watch your I watch your body language and all.
What was
you gave it away.
What, I'm sitting here and you said Peter Moore and I said...
Yeah, and you kind of did a little bit of...
No, I was gesturing to you saying I'm
not... No, I've got it. Peter Moore, yeah.
Well, you said Mike Fitzpatrick to start with.
That's right, but that was the clues. Then you said a couple of clubs. I'm thinking, Peter Moore.
A couple of clubs?
Mm-hmm. Two. That's two.
Yeah, that's two.
He played for Collingwood and Melbourne.
How many people do you know that are good players that have played for a couple of clubs?
Yeah.
Greg Williams?
Played for three.
Gary Ablett?
Played for two.
Crackers Keenan?
played for three clubs.
No, he didn't. He played for five.
Melbourne, North Melbourne, Essendon.
No, and another one.
What?
North Melbourne, Essendon.
Melbourne.
Melbourne, Collingwood.
No.
He played for four clubs. St Kilda. Who did?
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
Finished at Essendon. Started at Melbourne. Went to North and then finished at Essendon.
And he played for another club.
No. No club would be stupid enough to take him on after Essendon.
I take the point. I take your point. But he played for four football clubs. Four football clubs he played for.
If we had Ivan here, you would have Googled that by now. And we would have had an answer. You're stumbling trying to do it as well as operate the machine.
If we had the rocket here, he could do it.
Oh, you fucked that one up too.
No, I didn't. I
go through people like doses of salts. Friendships, I should say. You create these friendships and then...
And there's some very... Did I say we're having iCook Foods in? Did I mention that off air or to you on air? Here?
I don't know what you did.
No, that's true. So I think he's coming in, and the doctor. We're ringing the doctor. The doctor's ringing at 9:30. So.
What about shout outs? I like the shout outs.
Well, I've just told you that we've shouted out to people who want to see what you're wearing. The man
but
who's
we
got
want names. We
man
want
who's
names.
Starting a gold mine is coming in.
Yeah, keep going.
And I said I wouldn't mention his name.
You're very flat today. I'm worried. Are you all right? Up and about.
You know, I haven't eaten for a week.
Why?
Because I'm on a liquid thing, a diet. Liquid health detox thing.
Why would you go on that?
Because it saves me having to go and buy food.
Yeah, I was worried about you with your food.
Anyhow, I'm on it. It's a very good thing.
I think you should have someone come around and cook a meal for you. Why don't you get someone to come around and cook for you or prepare meals? Where are you off to? What? Don't snort like a pig.
See this here?
Oh, that's from Cooter, isn't it?
What?
Is that from Anthony Cooter Foodie?
Anthony Cooter's Herbal Life.
Well, what's this stuff?
This is stuff that very, very nice person.
Can I have a taste of it? What is it?
No, you can't have
Why?
It.
Why?
Because it's a shake.
Yeah, okay.
And I drink four of them a day, I've been doing it. Haven't eaten a.
So what? Why are you on this?
I just told you it's a detox thing. I don't need to detox.
Oh, detox!
I don't
what a load
need to
of
detox.
Exactly.
And
I'm worried about
and
you.
And then suddenly when the unfortunate circumstance about Shane Warne, who said. He was on this because I've known Shane, who's been on them periodically for a long time, and suddenly because Shane unfortunately has passed on, died, they've now trying to link it to the fact he's on some sort of health diet about liquid health diet.
Yeah, yeah.
And seriously, how
so you're doing the same?
No, I'm not doing the same, but I'm doing a thing.
But you were doing the Anthony Cooter Foodies thing, Herbalife.
Shubra. Shubra is the woman's name, and
she sells you this.
She doesn't sell it. She asks people if they want to go on it, and I had Ivan was on it. Ivan was on it, and he said, "You want to get onto this health thing?"
Is this a pyramid cell thing? Give me a look at it, please.
No, it's not a pyramid.
Come and give me a look.
No, I'm not. What? You're not drinking it?
Well, give me a look at the instructions and everything.
There's no instructions. It's in a bottle.
Well, what's it got on it?
It's just a container I put it in. It's not you don't know, it's just, it is a mixture.
You're off your head. Why are you on this?
Did you hear what I said?
No, you should be eating properly. You're starting to look shit-ass.
On the contrary.
Oh, you do? I'm telling you. I'm worried. I told you.
People said I'm looking.
What?
They're very good.
Oh, fuck. They're just pissing in your pocket.
All right, Don.
Well, you're looking shit ass. You need someone to come around and actually cook you a decent meal or cook your meals.
This is a very good thing to
do. Your ironing.
And I should get Shubra in here.
Shubra.
Shubra's a name and she could explain it.
What is she, Indian?
She is. She's
she stitched you up. I bet she's good looking.
Oh, what, because she's Indian?
Yeah, and she'd be good looking, an income spinner. You are an idiot. You are a fair dinkum idiot.
Hey.
Because she's good looking and Indian, you're on this shit.
Because she's good looking and Indian, I'm on a health diet, am
I? Yeah, she's conned
you. You're ridiculous brain is
I know how you work.
No, you don't know.
She'll be the flavour of the month for 4 weeks and then you'll piss her off.
You're sailing very close to me knocking you out in a minute, John.
Have a look at you.
Don't speak about...
What?
This is a professional woman who's comes from India... And this is her business, and Ivan got me onto it because he was on it with his wife,
here we go.
Pauline. And there's a number of people in our area, and she brings these supplements round every morning, makes them fresh. Makes them fresh, she gives them to, the ingredients, and makes them fresh.
Okay.
And she is not a charlatan.
Oh, good.
She knows, and...
I'm interested because she makes them fresh.
Oh, you're interested now.
Well, no,
are you?
I thought it'd be just a powder thing.
I thought you said I was
just
doing it to chat her up and go out with her.
Well, you're probably
piss
doing
her off
that. There'd be another reason.
No, there's no Don. Please, mate. There's no other reason at all. If I brought her in here, in fact, I should bring her in here. And
okay,
she,
you will.
Hey, eh?
You will.
No, no, I won't.
Why?
She mightn't want to come in here. But she's very. She delivers the stuff every morning.
Really?
Every morning at 5 o'clock she delivers.
Really?
Comes on the phone, says, your stuff is in the foyer.
Really?
Your
good on
supplement.
Her.
Well, good
so
on
what
her.
Is it made of?
It's, well, there's a
fruit?
Whole lot.
Fruit?
Not,
vegetables?
All that. But it's,
but you're not into fruit or vegetables.
I said it's some. It's made what up avoc- of a whole lot of... not numeric, what's it called? Numeric?
I don't know. No. We didn't have it.
I drink got 4 litres of it a day. And I have. And
you so, drink 4 litres of that a day?
Different concoctions of it.
So what, no meals, but just this stuff?
No meal, haven't eaten for a week.
So how do you feel?
Well, you said...
You look shit, but how do you feel?
I don't look shit.
Yes,
Don.
You do.
No, I don't.
Your arms, you used to have biceps.
Well, biceps, I've got... What do you mean I've got to look? Do you used to have biceps?
You used to have, well, simply that. What else
well,
can I
well,
say?
I've come out the back. I've got some little weights out here.
You're the starting last, to look like a human pull-through.
The last time I...
You had some
I,
definition
the
and shape
I,
once.
The last time I said, why don't you... You said you were feeling a bit poorly last year. I said, come out and do some little hand weights. You couldn't even lift them. I lift them. I do it every day. You couldn't do,
yeah, but that's
lift.
Just a specific... Come and work with me one day. I'll see how good you are.
What maintenance?
Yeah.
With Bernie and you.
Oh, yeah, Bernie and Tony. Bloody Bernie tipped the mower over himself yesterday.
How's your public liability going?
What?
You got him insured? Have you got filled out all the forms? he's going to cut a leg
he's
off
run,
on that.
He's run the he's tipped the bloody ride on over.
Yeah, that's right. Did you
I was more worried about the bloody ride on than him. He's
what sort of how could you possibly tip the ride on over?
That terrific. That is a very very good question.
Well, what, Don? You've got to
ask, after
you've
I
got
told
to
him
go
how,
through some training process with them.
I told him what to do, but Bernie is Bernie, and he did his own little thing.
Anyhow, so I don't know if I don't know if we could get tipped off this podcast, but. You can get banned off Twitter. Do you know this? You can get banned off Twitter. Do you know what Twitter is? Having conversations. If you don't, if the people who run Twitter don't like what you're saying about not swearing or slagging people, if they don't like your opinion about what's going on in the world.
Same with Facebook, isn't it?
Yes. So if you discuss trans issues, that's in trans people who are trans, yeah. Transgressing, or not transgressing, transitioning it from men to women or vice versa, if you have a problem with that, as in sport and the efficacy of women's sport, they can ban you off Twitter. They can ban you if you are scepticism about the vaccine program, vax skeptic. vaccine skepticism. They can ban you. They can ban you if you have pushback on the mask mandate. You know, it's mandated to have masks. You say it's not necessary because they're useless. If you defend women's sport to the detriment of the trans community, they can I'm just going to give you an example.
That's a contradiction.
Wait for this. You don't know who Hunter Biden is, do you?
He's the son of
Joe Biden. He's a piece of shit. If you speak about him because he is corrupt and dishonest, if you speak about him because that is what he is, they'll ban you for that too, because really? They're in the pocket of the...
Have you been watching something from... what is it? The American News?
Yes, I have.
So are they doing an expose on him?
So... No, you get banned from doing it because they say...
No, you watch...
It's misinformation and it's absolutely true, but they don't let you do it because it's against the party, the Democratic Party they support, and Joe Biden. But the reason I've brought this up is a woman, I was watching her, she was suspended and banned off Twitter because she is an advocate for women's athletics. And she said... A man called William Thomas was ranked number 462 in college swimming.
We did this a couple of weeks ago.
I don't think we did.
No, I watched it on YouTube.
Okay, he was ranked. Bill Thomas was ranked number 462 in women's in the men's. Men's swimming.
That's right. And when he competed in the women's event.
Leah Thomas is now ranked number one in the women's swimming, and they are the same person.
Yeah,
and she said, this is ludicrous. Mm. There's girls and women who train their life and their ass off.
That's right.
Get scholarships to represent their country at the Olympics. And there's a man who is 462, now has said he's a woman and has cleaned up all the records. He's number one. And she said this is just nonsense. And she got banned off Twitter for saying it. I don't know how anyone stays on air, because we are being run by that called Mark Zuckerberg, who is started Twitter and Facebook and all that, who just decides what is palatable and what is in the public interest, and as long as it suits their narrative and their agenda. It is a disgrace. And
I think he'd have more things to worry about than that, wouldn't he, Zuckerberg?
No, because he's a political activist. As long as being a multi-billionaire, he's a political activist that keeps the dumb moron who is masquerading as a functioning human being, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, and that clown of a woman that's his deputy. You want to see them going around the world trying to work out what's going on with Ukraine and Russia. They are absolutely... they're on the way out, that country, unless they change the leadership.
It's interesting, that Russian thing, isn't it? Why they only go halfway with the sanctions, don't they? The rest of the world...
Go halfway. So Don, we shouldn't get into this.
Why?
So Russia has invaded Ukraine, and
that's
it's a disgrace. So they say, we'll stop them, we'll cancel their bank accounts, property off them, we won't buy their oil, won't do all this.
All of that halfway.
Yes, and we'll supply them. America will supply weapons and planes to the other countries. So tell me, what's the end result of all this, do you think? What do you think the end result... Does anyone worked out where this is headed?
Well, there's always been conflict with Ukraine. I don't think it'll ever be settled. It's one of those festering things.
So, Don, if the United States get involved in NATO and push back on the Russians and shoot one of their planes down or start fighting them with boots on the ground, as we call it, what does that lead to?
Well, it'll lead to war.
A world war.
Yeah.
Because Russia against America. Has anyone in power in America who's pretending to run that country thought of what the circumstances of this will lead to? Keep goading Putin, who they keep just prodding him, saying they're doing all this and they're sanctioning him. Europe is still buying all their energy from Russia.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
So
And the lesson is there for Australia as well, because if you turn back the clock 2 years ago when the outbreak of COVID came along, we were buying all our medical supplies from China, where COVID originated. If you remember, we couldn't even make a mask here in Australia. We probably still can't. And we have surrendered the industries. I know there was protectionism and tariffs and whatever else in the old days. They've opened it up because of free trade. Australia has got to become self-sufficient once again, bring in the tariffs, and if it's going to cost more, it is. But we have got to become self-sufficient instead of relying on other countries for our goods.
But the people who run the companies, there's about five companies in the world that run the whole world. They want to give their shareholders the bottom line.
Right.
They want it to be profitable, so they buy it cheaply from wherever they can without looking after the people in their country.
That's right.
If you'll pardon me, was what Donald Trump was out about, was on about.
I know. He tried to pump the coal. I know what he's...
It's what Biden is going to do. He's going to make Russia so angry because it's going to be a conflict with them, that the Russians are in bed with the Chinese,
yes.
And the Chinese and the Russians' aim is to make America's dollar not the prominent money, not the prominent
currency of the
currency world. In the world. And once the dollar, the greenback, is not the top currency in the world that everything is based on, they're out of business. And that's their ulterior motive, Don. And the dumb people running that country can't work it out. Mm. And you talk about... And the COVID was just another excuse to nobble the country. The government has caused, and probably this state government as well, has caused suicides, bankruptcy, overdoses, domestic abuse, delayed thousands of life-saving surgeries, psychologically damaged generations of kids, and stolen 2 years of our freedom. And they say, oh, well, the sanctions are off now, so just live your life.
No, we're buggered. You just touched
right.
on, you, hang on, you just touched on one thing there about operations. What did you say? Something about the medical side of it. What did you just say?
I said they have delayed thousands of people from saving... life-saving surgeries, psychologically
damaged. Okay, now, with that
damaged.
Surgery, and I mentioned it last week, and you watch in a couple of years' time, the crisis that we're going to be in Australia, well, certainly in Victoria, and I mentioned it last week, and an article appeared in the paper about how there are a lack of doctors in the southeast of Melbourne, the lack of doctors. There's no incentive for them to go and work there in the southeast. It's not classified as rural, so there's no extra incentive as far as doctors, but it's on this in the southeast, on the border, and it's not an attractive place to work. And there is a shortage of doctors. Well, I'm telling you now, there's going to be more because there's been a lapse of 2 years. The doctors trained through the hospital system, that has been closed down with regard to surgery and assessment and whatever else. And at the other end, the older doctors have just wound up and got out because of the expenses involved to stay in business, so they've taken early retirement.
And who's responsible for that?
That's right. It's an aftermath of our lockdown here in Victoria and Australia.
Well, in Victoria particularly.
In Victoria. That's
what
we're worried about.
We have been... There's 5,000 cases a day manifesting themselves.
He's taken a lower profile, Andrews. I haven't seen him around lately. Have you noticed him?
I don't know.
I think he's been advised to keep low.
Well, there's 5,000 cases a day, and suddenly you can go anywhere now. You don't have to show your IQ, not your IQ, your QR code.
Yeah, I know, the QR
code. You don't have to show your vaccine mandate passes.
Yeah, I know.
You don't have to wear a mask. Why has it suddenly changed?
No, I know.
The cases are going up and up.
I know.
It is just an absolute rort.
Yeah.
And...
They didn't know what they were doing. They weren't qualified.
They're the most unworthy people, dishonest, corrupt. It's just frightening.
I think the Labor Party's got to be really looked at because it's...
They won't be looked at until they have
my theory is, if you go back to our day, remember there was strikes all the time by unions back in the 60s. and they were headed up by English, mostly English people who were disgruntled, came out to Australia because they left their own country because they were disgruntled. Well, you never change a person's personality. They got involved with the unions. We were in strike all the time, and it wasn't Kennett who took them on and called them out. And I think the same thing's happening here, that the Labor Party is made up with a lot of a number of immigrants who are disgruntled. That's why they've moved from their home country. They don't realise what
they've got. They bring their agenda here.
And their disgruntledness or discontent or whatever never changes, because that's part of their personality.
It's innate.
It is. And it's passed on.
It's in their DNA.
Exactly.
Now, Don.
And I'm not against that, but...
Of course you're not.
I'm not. I don't give a rat's, but I'm just giving you a reason why.
I know.
You've got to look for a reason. Why is this happening?
That would, in some circles, by the woke brigade, would be called racism. And
Can go and get...
And xenophobia.
They can go and get knotted, John.
And of course, Don, but That's the cliche of when people say things like that, which is very fair comment. They say you're xenophobic, which means you don't like races of people.
I don't give
you
a rat.
You are racist, which means you don't like certain races. And they just throw that at you, hoping that it will stick and that it will you will desist from saying what you're saying. But people have got to just ignore all that, because it's fair comment. Now, Don, so what we're going to do,
Looking at the clock. What, have we gone too long?
No, because we're going to try and do some timing here. We're going to speak to the doctor from Sydney at 1:30, just in 20 minutes. And I wanted to finish off with just mentioning Shane Warne with you, and I just wanted, just before I do that, this is what's cool in the world, and I wanted to see if you agree with this. I want to see how many of these things. This is what's cool. Writing thank you notes. Do you ever write thank you notes?
No, but I ring people and say thank you.
Listening and using people's names. Listening to and using people's names. Do you say hello, mate, or do you
find out what... No, I can't handle that. Tiger... Digger.
Yeah, you get...
No, I can't. I said this is a lot of things that people do use. They forget the name Tiger, mate. Mm. Digger.
So this is what's cool. Using people's names, thank you notes, showing up on time. Are you punctual?
Oh, not bad.
No, yeah, well, you should be punctual.
Okay, right. I'll take your point.
What else? Learning the art of listening. You don't listen.
I do. People tell me a lot of things which I don't pass on. I've learnt my lesson with you.
You don't listen to anything that we say here.
I know, because we talk shit.
What shit have we talked about today,
everything,
Don?
Everything.
Everything.
Verbal diarrhea. That's how it could be classified.
We haven't just spoken all shit today. We've spoken about some very, very sensible subjects today, about people being allowed to camp on the boulevard, about the COVID, about Ukraine and Russia, about people wanting to see what you're wearing, about taking the show on the road. We've spoken about many, many sensible things. Random acts of kindness, Don. That's what's cool today in today's world. Have you ever shown any random acts of kindness?
Well, that's subjective.
Besides tipping Bernie Quinlan off your ride-on mower without giving him instruction. What?
That's subjective.
Holding the door open.
You didn't want to take that any further, did you?
It's subjective.
Yeah.
What about random
acts of kindness?
What's the last random act of kindness you did that
Turning
I would
up
be
here this morning?
What?
Turning up here this morning.
That's a random act of kindness, is it? Why would...
Because
why
I'm sympathetic to your situation.
Which is what?
You're lacking kindness. I'm just bringing a bit of kindness into your day.
You bring fuck all to this forum, Don, and I've explained what you brought to it the other day when I showed you the notes that you bought from the paper, which were on a postage stamp. And I have to cobble all this together, work out if we're on air. I'm not sure if we're on air.
Better be on air.
And so as we finish this, Don, on a note of...
What?
So in the last...
No, note of what?
Just a serious note about Shane.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I feel a bit embarrassed because... but I feel humbled. I've been on 10 different...
Really?
Because people ring because they know I'm a friend of his. And I'm suddenly the spokesman for the. I feel embarrassed that I'm suddenly the spokesman of outpouring grief, and it looks like I'm sort of capitalising on the. And I just wanted to point out, I will speak to 50 people about Shane if they wish, but I just. I don't push it, and I don't require it, and I don't promote it. But I've been rung up many times, and I've said this about Shane. And what I'm not going to say all the things that people know, but have you ever known, Don? This is a genuine question. Have you ever known, besides Lady Di? Please don't think I'm going mad. Besides Lady Di, have you ever known the outpouring of sympathy and grief by so many people around the world, let alone Australia, for that man's passing? It has been absolutely staggering, if you think about it. It is consumed. And why is that, Don?
Well, hang on, you really pulled me up then.
Well, hang on.
I understand what's happening in Melbourne and Australia. I can understand that. But you said the world.
Well,
I'm unaware of that, world.
Well, okay. So cricket is played in... Cricket is played in 13 countries around the world. It's not played in Russia, and it's not played in America, and certain parts of Europe. But other than that, it's played in... And people have been absolutely devastated by it, because Shane was a charismatic, larrikin, popular success story in his own right, in a very popular sport. He is a very good person. I know, I'm not going on with how I know him and all that. And this is what I wanted to say about Shane. So we've had several people, prominent cricketers, knighted: Sir Garfield Sobers, Sir Donald Bradman, Sir the bloke from New Zealand, Captain
Sir Richard Hadley.
Sir Richard Hadley, and there's a couple of others. I know there is. I just can't think of who they are. That's, if you heard the door, that's Rex arriving. So just go and...
It is too.
Yes, we'll go and open it for him, please, while I finish this. Open the door for him, please. Tell him I'm just doing this about Shane and not just shout out anything. So I'm just saying this about Shane. I reckon a great fitting tribute and send-off to Shane Warne would be that when the memorial tribute to him is at the MCG in a couple of weeks, that we try, as Melburnians and Australians, try to fill the ground to absolute capacity to have a world record number of people attend an event, for a cricket event, whether it be a game or a function or whatever, in honour of Shane. Open the new stand with his name on it, the Great Southern Stand, with Shane Warne, SK Warne Stand, in front of 90, I think we have to get 93,000 people to the MCG for it to be a world record, and give people who turn up a certificate or a medal to say they were there, so they can tell their kids and grandkids later on in life that I was at the most patronised sporting event, if you like, in Australian history, cricket anyhow, and it'd be a keepsake to pass on to your kids, and you could say I was there, and people, I think if ever you wanted to give that man a tribute and a fitting send-off, a world record crowd that would go around the world, they'd say you wouldn't believe it, and people would be able to resonate with it. And I reckon we should try and promote that and turn up as many people, 93,000 I think we have to get for it to be a world record crowd for a cricket event or a cricket game. Give them a certificate, a medal, and they can take it home, and I reckon it'd be a great way to send Shane off. And what do you think? So we're going to come back shortly. Shortly.
I'm open around the streets late at night. I'm worried because